Good morning, and welcome to Simply AI. It's Wednesday, April 17th. On today's show, we delve into understanding non-smooth, non-convex optimization part 3 in Machine Learning Optimization 2024, and the US spearheads the first UN resolution on artificial intelligence. Plus, we explore the emerging trends in reinforcement learning and its applications beyond gaming. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply AI. We start off with two new research papers that are pushing the boundaries of non-smooth, non-convex optimization, a challenging area in machine learning. The first, titled Proximal Dogleg Opportunistic Majorization for Non-Convex and Non-Smooth Optimization, introduces a novel second-order proximal algorithm. For more on this, we turn to our AI correspondent, Michael. What can you tell us about this new approach?
This algorithm tackles the problem of minimizing a function made up of a quadratic term and what's called a proximable term, which can be non-convex and non-smooth. The key innovation is building and solving opportunistically majorized problems along a hybrid Newton direction. Importantly, it uses the precise Hessian of the quadratic term and only calculates the inverse once. This eliminates the need for iterative Hessian approximation common in quasi-Newton methods. The authors prove the algorithm converges to a critical point and derive the local convergence rate. In tests, it converged faster and to better local optima compared to benchmarks.
The second paper, Zeroth Order Gradient and Quasi-Newton Methods for Non-Smooth Non-Convex Stochastic Optimization, takes a different approach. Michael, what's the focus there?
This work looks at minimizing a Lipschitz continuous, expectation-valued function over a closed, convex set. The authors use a smoothing technique to minimize a smoothed version of the original function. A stationary point of this smooth problem corresponds to an approximate stationary point of the original in the Clark sense, a generalization of the gradient. They propose two schemes, a zeroth order gradient method with variance reduction and a zeroth order stochastic quasi-Newton method using randomized and Moro smoothing. Both have promising empirical performance, and the authors provide iteration and sample complexity bounds.
These papers highlight the ongoing progress in tackling challenging non-convex, non-smooth optimization problems in machine learning. The introduction of new proximal and smoothing-based methods with strong theoretical guarantees and empirical results is an exciting development. Thank you, Michael, for walking us through these cutting-edge techniques. And speaking of global developments in AI, the United Nations is taking a major step towards establishing global guidelines for artificial intelligence. The United States is leading the charge on the first ever UN resolution on AI, with the goal of ensuring the technology is developed and used in a safe, secure, and trustworthy manner. The resolution also aims to close the digital divide and ensure all countries, especially developing nations, have equal access to AI's benefits. For more on this, we're joined by our correspondent. So what exactly is this resolution trying to achieve?
This draft resolution is really a recognition of how rapidly AI is advancing and being deployed across the globe. It stresses the urgency of reaching a global consensus on principles for safe and trustworthy AI systems. The resolution encourages all countries and stakeholders to develop regulatory and governance frameworks. It also emphasizes the need to respect human rights throughout the life cycle of AI systems. Importantly, it calls for assisting developing countries to access the benefits of AI and digital transformation. The goal is to leverage AI to help achieve the UN's 2030 Sustainable Development Goals, like ending poverty and hunger, improving health, and achieving gender equality.
It sounds like this resolution is trying to get out ahead of the curve, so to speak, in terms of AI governance. How does it compare to other international efforts to regulate AI?
You're right, David. We're seeing a flurry of activity around AI regulation right now. The European Union is on the verge of passing the world's first comprehensive AI legislation. Countries like the US and China are also working on their own AI rules. What's unique about this UN resolution is its truly global scope. The US negotiated with all 193 UN member states and incorporated input from over 120 countries. While not legally binding, like a Security Council resolution, this will be an important statement of global consensus if passed. It could help set baseline standards and principles that guide the development of more specific national and regional AI regulations.
What are some of the key concerns or risks around AI that this resolution is trying to address?
The resolution warns against the improper or malicious design and use of AI systems, such as deploying them without adequate safeguards or in ways that violate international law. There are risks of AI systems perpetuating biases and discrimination if not developed thoughtfully. Privacy, security, and transparency are also big concerns. The resolution emphasizes the need for AI to be explainable and for humans to remain in control. It's a tricky balance of harnessing AI's immense potential to solve global challenges while putting guardrails in place to mitigate the risks and ensure it benefits all of humanity.
Has there been any pushback or concerns raised about this resolution from UN member states or other stakeholders?
Remarkably, the resolution has achieved consensus support from all UN member states, which is no small feat. It went through multiple drafts based on extensive consultations. That said, agreeing on high-level principles is one thing. The hard part will be translating that into enforceable policies and consistent standards across jurisdictions. There are sure to be debates ahead about data access and sharing, intellectual property, liability frameworks, and so forth. But this resolution could provide a much-needed multilateral foundation for those discussions. AI is a global phenomenon that demands a coordinated global response.
When might we see this resolution officially adopted, and what are the next steps from there?
The draft resolution is expected to be formally considered by the UN General Assembly later this month. Assuming it's adopted, which seems likely given the consensus backing, the real work will begin on implementation. The resolution calls for the UN Secretary General to report back on progress and next steps. It will be crucial to bring together experts from government, industry, academia, and civil society to hash out the details. Capacity building and technical assistance for developing countries will also be key. While not the end of the road, this resolution could be a pivotal starting point for the global governance of AI. It's a sign that the international community takes the transformative impact of this technology seriously.
Thanks for the update on the UN's first resolution on artificial intelligence. We'll certainly be tracking that closely. Shifting gears, let's talk about another area of AI that's making waves across industries. Reinforcement learning, or RL, is a powerful branch of AI that's expanding its reach far beyond its gaming origins. RL algorithms are now driving significant advancements across industries like finance, healthcare, robotics, autonomous vehicles, and smart cities. Here to dive deeper into how RL is transforming these sectors is our Simply AI correspondent. So what makes RL such a game changer compared to other forms of AI?
RL is unique in how it learns through trial and error, much like how humans naturally learn. Instead of being explicitly programmed, RL agents interact with their environment, receiving rewards or penalties for the actions they take. Over many iterations, they learn to optimize their decision-making to maximize their cumulative rewards. This ability to learn from experience allows RL to tackle complex, dynamic problems that traditional AI approaches struggle with.
That's fascinating. Let's look at some specific industries putting RL to use. How is it being applied in finance?
In finance, RL is revolutionizing areas like portfolio management, algorithmic trading, and risk assessment. RL models can process vast amounts of market data in real time, learning to make split-second trading decisions or optimize asset allocations to maximize returns. They continuously adapt their strategies based on changing market conditions. However, the use of RL in finance does come with challenges, such as the inherent uncertainty of markets and ethical concerns around automated trading systems.
What about healthcare? How is RL being used to improve patient outcomes?
RL has immense potential to personalize medicine and optimize patient care. By analyzing individual patient data, RL algorithms can tailor treatment plans, predict patient trajectories, and efficiently allocate healthcare resources. In surgery, RL is enhancing the precision and adaptability of surgical robots for complex procedures. It's also being applied to improve the accuracy of medical diagnostics by continuously learning from diverse patient datasets.
Robotics is another field where RL is making major strides. What advancements are we seeing there?
RL is enabling the development of highly sophisticated, autonomous robots. Through techniques like model-based RL, imitation learning, and hierarchical RL, robots are becoming increasingly adept at assembly, navigation, and complex manipulation tasks. In warehousing and manufacturing, RL-powered robots are optimizing logistics and handling intricate assembly tasks with minimal human intervention. Service robots are also leveraging RL to improve their interaction and service delivery capabilities in retail and hospitality settings.
Of course, we can't talk about RL without mentioning autonomous vehicles. How is RL accelerating the development of self-driving cars?
RL is absolutely crucial for autonomous vehicles. It allows self-driving cars to dynamically navigate complex urban and highway scenarios, make real-time decisions based on traffic and weather conditions, and continuously update their safety protocols. RL algorithms enable AVs to optimize routes, adapt to unexpected road situations, and ultimately enhance both the safety and efficiency of our transportation systems.
Finally, let's discuss how RL is being applied at the city level to create smarter urban environments.
One of the most promising applications of RL in smart cities is traffic management. By analyzing real-time data on traffic flow, peak times, and other urban dynamics, RL algorithms can adaptively control traffic signals to reduce congestion and improve overall mobility. These intelligent traffic management systems have the potential to significantly enhance the efficiency and livability of our cities. Beyond traffic control, RL is also being explored for optimizing energy consumption, public transportation systems, and other critical urban infrastructure.
It's clear that reinforcement learning is a transformative technology with far-reaching implications across industries. As RL continues to advance, we can expect to see even more innovative applications emerge, reshaping the way we approach complex problems and decision-making in fields like finance, healthcare, robotics, autonomous vehicles, and urban planning. Speaking of healthcare, a new AI tool called Tyke is helping to capture uncertainty in medical image segmentation. Segmentation involves annotating pixels from important structures in medical images, like organs or cells. AI models can assist clinicians by highlighting pixels that may show signs of disease or anomalies. However, these models typically only provide one answer, while medical image segmentation is often far from clear-cut. Here to discuss this further is our Simply AI correspondent. So tell us, why is it important for AI models to capture uncertainty in medical image segmentation?
Well, David, having options can be crucial in medical decision-making. Even just seeing that there is uncertainty in a medical image can influence someone's decisions. It's important for AI models to take this uncertainty into account. Five expert human annotators might provide five different segmentations, perhaps disagreeing on the existence or extent of the borders of a nodule in a lung CT image, for example. Existing AI systems for medical image segmentation typically use neural networks. But after speaking with collaborators who use these systems, the researchers realized two major issues limit their effectiveness. The models cannot capture uncertainty, and they must be retrained for even slightly different segmentation tasks.
And this is where Tyke comes in. What makes this new AI tool unique in its approach?
Tyke provides multiple plausible segmentations that each highlight slightly different areas of a medical image. A user can specify how many options Tyke outputs and select the most appropriate one for their purpose. Importantly, Tyke can tackle new segmentation tasks without needing to be retrained. Training is a data-intensive process that involves showing a model many examples and requires extensive machine learning experience. Because it doesn't need retraining, Tyke could be easier for clinicians and biomedical researchers to use than some other methods. It could be applied out of the box for a variety of tasks, from identifying lesions in a lung X-ray to pinpointing anomalies in a brain MRI.
It sounds like Tyke is taking a novel approach by providing multiple possible segmentations and being able to adapt to new tasks without retraining. How significant of an impact could a tool like this have in the biomedical field?
Ultimately, a system like Tyke could improve diagnoses or aid in biomedical research by calling attention to potentially crucial information that other AI tools might miss. as one of the researchers pointed out, ambiguity has been understudied. If a model completely misses a nodule that some experts say is there while others disagree, that is probably something that warrants further attention. By capturing uncertainty and providing multiple plausible segmentations, Tyke gives medical professionals more information to work with in their decision-making process. At the same time, its flexibility to handle new tasks without retraining makes it more accessible for clinicians and researchers to utilize. It will be interesting to see how tools like Tyke impact and hopefully improve biomedical AI applications moving forward.
Tyke's ability to handle ambiguity and uncertainty in medical imaging could prove to be a significant step forward for AI in biomedicine. Thanks for walking us through this promising new technology. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply AI. We'll see you back here tomorrow.